crank it up. It's time for Audibles on Afternoons Live with Tyler Axness.
Audibles brought to you by Don's Car Wash. You can put a smile on your car and on your face. You can watch us and our smiling faces if you go to KFGO.com, Facebook. It's all there. Do you want to know who's contestants this week? Abby Miller's actually running the game.
Yep.
How's it going back there? You look a little nervous.
There's just a lot of aspects of this game, you know?
It's easy being on this side of the room, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
As I always win, you know?
Well, we're all counting on you.
Yeah. Right.
Here's the
In theory, I have everything.
Yeah. But do you have it together in the order of which we're supposed
you
to
know,
be?
You know, we're going to roll with it.
Here's the contestants this week. You text in the first name at 35270 and then be listening. Jake Litwin, Froggy 99.9.
Hello.
Welcome. A newbie to the game.
Who, me?
Corey Litton.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing Woo-hoo. Well. Checkers and Records. Wearing an Austin 316 shirt,
yep.
Which brought me that I had to bring mine in.
Oh, nice.
A little more faded.
Nice.
And a little bit more slender because I think I was in junior high when I bought it.
I see. You've got an outfit change, Corey.
Well, I took a nap since we recorded earlier, so I figured I'd change clothes.
Nap and a shower. He came prepared. Ryan Jakey's with KFGO News. He's playing today.
Yo.
Fresh from the streets, I hear.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you're on assignment. That sounded... You are on assignment. JJ Gordon, It Takes Two.
That's right. JJ Sweatpants Gordon here. Excited to show everyone how few friends I had growing up by winning Audibles today.
Well, the votes are in, and people are apologizing to me because they are choosing you.
Oh, that's so kind of you, everybody. Yeah,
it's a lot of pressure, actually, on JJ.
It is. Abby, you know what it's like to be in the winner's circle, huh? You've seen that before?
Yeah, right. I've been in it a couple times.
did anybody even pick me?
Yeah, the last one that just came in a few seconds ago. Corey Litton is going to win.
Was that my phone number?
Yeah. You can't win the car wash. Reminder, if I win, you get $25 and a gift card to the Fort Saloon down in Abercrombie.
And a reminder, we love the Fort Saloon, but we hate Tyler. That's part of the rules.
Okay. She's not even playing and she's still a hype kid.
Wow. We're all in agreement? We're all with that sentiment? Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Abby Miller didn't put together today's game, but she's in charge of running it, so we'll see how she goes.
It would have been completely Disney-themed if I did, but it's not. There are five categories with four pieces of audio in each category. Scaled scoring, so a correct answer on the first piece of audio equals 4 points. Second is 3 points, and so on. Contestants ring in with their name and are allowed to answer in the order they rang in. Incorrect answers eliminate that contestant from the rest of the category, and then back in as soon as the next category begins. Most recent winner selects the first category. After that, whoever answers correctly selects the next category. Tiebreaker is a speed category with only one audio clip.
And who won last time?
Tyler.
That's right.
Okay, so we have five pieces of category. Like I said, we have song, TV, television show, as Tyler always says, character, movie, and IMDb. And if I have to explain that, I can later.
Okay, we're
off to
a hot start here.
If she has to.
Let's just start with movie.
Okay, cool. That is safe. I don't have to explain that. Here's movie clip number one.
It's nothing you can't handle.
It's just for tonight. And if we win, we split $100.
Audio movie clip number two.
Young Squires. Faye, I'm glad to see you feeling better. Lenny, right?
Yeah.
Listen, a major blonde in a major car just pulled up. I think she wants to show you the town.
Corey.
Corey.
That thing you do?
That is correct.
Wow.
Who's playing for second?
Corey.
Look at this guy.
Good job. That is 3 points. Congratulations.
3 points.
Corey, and I asked Tyler to also keep track.
Yeah, I'm keeping the score, and I was glad you remembered what clue that was.
I can only do so much. Okay, good job, Corey. You get to pick the next category. Song, TV show, character, or IMDb known for?
I will go with song.
Cool. Oh. I don't have to explain IMDb yet. Song, number one. All right, song, audio clip number two.
Wanted Dead or Alive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, oh, Lord, we got a ringer in here. Checkers and Rickers, Corey Litton.
JJ doesn't get a chance.
I know.
Just
what's
kidding.
Going
on? Okay, cool.
So. Do I have? That's
you're
six?
Up to six.
Okay, so Matt. Who's playing for second again?
Do I still have time to send in Corey's name?
No, that ship has sailed.
Okay, we have TV show, character, and IMDb known for.
I'll do TV show.
Cool. TV show.
The rest of you guys can listen to me.
Right. Audio clip number one.
Oh, we'll need it. You should have seen the way he bawled last year.
I mean, it is to raise money for charity.
Yeah. $1 for each of the 18 pins that you knocked down. Mm. Thanks to you, Doctors Without Borders are now Doctors Without Malaria Pills.
Gosh.
Okay. TV show, audio clip number two.
It's kind of like my daughter with the dog, which is why I'm the one out here doing this.
Did you just move in?
Lived here 8 years. You?
12.
Huh. You guys. Okay.
Tyler.
Really?
No, I have no idea, but I'm going to go for it.
Okay.
My name is Earl.
There's two different buzzers on here, so you get both. Tyler was wrong. You're eliminated from this category,
right.
Tyler.
Yep.
Okay. TV show, audio clip number three.
Honey, I think I'm just going to turn over his license plate to the police.
Police. Or repeat and call the cops. We'll see who gets here first.
Luke, I am your father.
That takes me back to the delivery room.
JJ.
JJ, what is it?
Modern Family.
That is great.
Oh. Look at that. Man.
Ty Burrell's silky voice got me on that one.
Silky?
Silky. Yeah, he's got a real silky voice. Silky. What would you describe it as?
I don't know. I've got
to Modern Family is it?
Jerky-esque. Yeah. I don't know.
Did you want to hear it again?
No.
Oh, okay. Got
How
it.
Many points did he get?
He got two for that.
So you're doing a good job. You're keeping track.
I am. 6-2-0-0-0.
Thanks for that reminder.
JJ, character or IMDb number?
I'd like to do character next, please.
You guys are saving the worst for last. Nice. Character, audio clip number one.
With all the press on the plane, I wasn't sure it was the best time for us to talk. I know some people are asking a lot of questions now that I'm back. I think it's only fair that I answer.
JJ!
Whoa! What is it, JJ?
Superman.
That is correct.
Look at that.
Oh,
he tied it
boy.
Up.
Me.
He tied
specifically,
it up.
I believe that was Brandon Routh's interpretation of Spider-Man or Superman from Superman Returns.
He should lose a point for saying Spider-Man there for a second.
I get my comic books mixed up all the time.
Okay, we're going to the last category. You want to keep going?
Ties it up, correct?
It does.
Is that a tie?
It is a tie right now, but we have still one more category.
Jake hasn't stopped smiling this entire time.
Right. Jake.
Jake's just happy to be here. Thanks for including me, guys.
Jake's always happy to be included. Sorry, Jake, you can't win. Luckily, Tyler can't win either.
And Ryan.
I'm out.
So it's a tie between Corey and JJ. And if someone else answers, then... We have a tiebreaker, right?
Yeah, which is fun, too.
Okay, so IMDb known for. This category is tricky. Clips are taken from four movies or TV shows found in this actor's IMDb known for section on IMDb.com. The clips don't necessarily contain the actor, so contestants will need to put the puzzle together to figure out which actor it is. Make sense?
Everybody got it?
Nod in your head. Okay.
So we're going to the tiebreaker round is what you're saying?
Probably. Okay. IMDb known for audio clip number one.
You bring this man to our house with his gun off the hand. You bring fear to this house. Fear of English with guns coming after.
I've committed no sin.
Maybe. Maybe not yet.
IMDb known for clip number two.
Hello. His fingerprints are all over the lamp, the gun, and the bullets. And the good doctor's skin is under her fingernails.
Your wife, she's got the money in the family, doesn't she?
IMDb known for audio clip number three.
Not as clumsy or random as a blaster.
Tyler.
Elegant weapon.
God. Tyler. That was a vicious lightsaber. I'm gonna go with.
It woke me up.
Harrison Ford.
That is correct.
Nice pull.
Didn't get
skunked. Yeah, boy.
What was the first movie?
I had no idea what the other.
The Fugitive was the second one.
I could probably go on IMDb.com and check, but I'm not going to.
Okay. All right.
So I don't know.
We're left wondering.
Also, fun thing, the tiebreaker is not labeled, like, what it is.
So you're expected to know. Yeah. And it's only between you
right,
two,
we'll
by the way.
Figure it out, yeah. Right?
Eric left going, what are the odds? I need to leave instructions.
It does say movie, and okay. It was loaded in October.
Oh.
Doesn't mean it's a movie from October.
Could you please remind me, movie first?
Speed yeah. round.
That's
yep.
correct? Okay.
Yell your name, and as a group, we're going to decide if you're right or not.
Okay.
Okay, tiebreaker between JJ and Corey. Both with 6. Tyler did answer, but he still lost.
We think it would be very prudent.
Can we turn our beds into bunk beds?
JJ!
Yes.
JJ.
Step brothers.
He gets
I don't want to assume just that that it. Is correct.
Okay, to answer my question, right I guess there. I'm playing for a second.
Hold on, Corey.
Yeah. Did we just become best friends?
I think we did.
Yep.
Congratulations,
that
JJ.
That was close. Corey, you came out really swinging.
That was fun.
And then, meh.
I'm ready for it. Yeah.
You were like, did you see the guy this week that was running sprints and did the deuces sign to the person that was in second and then tripped right before the finish line? That's you today.
Yep.
You want to come
I started
back
off
and,
strong.
You want to come back and play again?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, maybe next week. JJ.
Hey, thanks for having
everybody
me.
Everybody was expecting you to win. We had yep. doubts.
It's called hustling, okay? Yeah. This is why you don't play me in pool either. I just let them feel like they might get it.
Let them all get comfortable. The movie was Witness comes in. The first movie must have been Witness.
He's course. In protection, and so they put him with in like an Amish commune. Have you ever seen that one? It's a good one. It's a good movie.
Is it a comedy? Because it sounds like it could be a comedy.
Well, they did make one version of that with Tim Allen and Kirstie Alley where they're a married couple, and they have to. It's a comedy version of Witness. This is not a comedy.
This is not. Okay.
Not at all.
Be warned. JJ Gordon, one Audible.
Hey, thank you so much.
Shocked, stunned. Corey, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Jake, you were here.
I was here.
You brought a ray of sunshine, I promise. Ryan, you sped through Fargo to get back here.
No, I did not.
Oh. The police listening, he drove the speed limit.
Can you hint us what story you heard?
Nope.
What the hot beat in the wolf? What a newsman. Be listening. Bottom of the hour news. If you chose JJ, one of you is going to get a text back. You got the car wash from Don's Car Wash. Thanks for playing Audibles, everybody. More after design right after this. In the garden of evil.